Psalm chapter 104 is full of God's handiwork and God's ministry in nature. I'm not going to go down through this chapter, but you might want to look later at how God works in His earth and in His creation. But I want to use one phrase tonight to preach a topical message on the ministry of clouds. The ministry of clouds. Notice the Bible says in verse number 3, speaking of God, who maketh the clouds His chariot. That is, God takes the clouds and carries out His purposes. He rides the clouds. He works in the clouds. I want to remind us tonight that God has His way in the clouds that come over our lives. Now, clouds are found throughout the Bible. You go back to the book of Exodus, and you find that a pillar of cloud by day led the children of Israel, and a pillar of fire by night. We might call that the clouds of God's protection, as He protected Israel in His providential leadership and guidance. Later on, we read about the Shekinah cloud, the cloud of God's presence. You remember the priest could not even enter into the temple to minister because of the presence of God, the cloud of His presence. Then, of course, the Lord Jesus ascended back to heaven on a cloud. And the angel said, this same Jesus will return in like manner. John tells us in the Revelation, behold, He cometh with clouds. We might call that the clouds of His promise. He cometh with clouds. But for this time tonight, I want to preach on the clouds of God's purposes. He brings clouds into your life, and He brings clouds into my life. And these clouds, providentially arranged by God in our different and diverse situations in life, are for a purpose, for our good and for His glory. And so allow me tonight to say some things about the ministry of clouds. Let me begin in a very basic way. I'd like to say the ministry of clouds, number one, is the ministry of water. The ministry of water. Now, there are three basic clouds, according to scientists. There are the cirrus clouds, or cirrus clouds. And then there's the stratus clouds. Then there are those that heap together, the cumulus clouds. And there may be many varied forms of these three groups. But basically, as the rainbow is divided into seven basic colors, so the clouds are divided into three basic groups. And you know that clouds are actually moisture formations. And so they are water formed into a cloud formation. Now, I confess my deficiency in science. I confess my inadequacy in nature. But I do know that clouds cannot exist without streams and rivers and lakes and ponds existing here on the earth. There is a continual flow of moisture drawn out from bodies of water here on the earth, and then moving into cloud formation, and then being distilled again onto the earth, back into the rivers and the streams and the waters, the lakes, and then being drawn again by the sun into the clouds, into the formation of clouds. And so clouds, the ministry of clouds must be the ministry of water. Now, water in the Bible, and water to you and me, speaks of blessing. That is refreshing. That is encouraging. That is needed, direly needed. We've listened as these prisoners of war have been taken in by the Allied nations, and how that they wanted water. They desired something to drink and something to eat. You can't make it without water. It's a very blessed resource in this world and in human existence. It must speak to us of the blessings of God. If you want to become more specific, it must speak to us of God's grace and God's kindness. I saw a cow today drinking water out of a little stream, and I thought, God's kindness has been extended not only to the human family, but to the animal family. Right before we left, my wife was fussing at my girls for not leaving any water for the dogs. And she left some water there for the dogs before we left. I say the water speaks of blessings. And especially as the water distills down from the clouds, there's even a wonderful song written, showers of blessings. Showers of blessings we need. And so I say to you, those clouds that have come into your life, those clouds that may be hovering over you tonight, those clouds that have formed over your home or over your job or over your health, I say to you, they may be the clouds that will minister the blessings of God into your life. The ministry of water. I don't know if I can get this out to you the way it's mixed and mingled in my heart, but I thought of the water that comes down from heaven is the same water that has been circulating here in the earth. There's something about God's blessings on earth that are attached to God's blessings coming down from heaven. I say to you, if you know of any blessedness here, it's because it has come down from above. Oh, yes. And so there's the ministry of water in the clouds. There's the ministry of water out of the earth. And there is the ministry of water back on to the earth. And I say to you, God, let us go through cloudy times. God allows us to go through hazy, cloudy weather, that we might be refreshed again with the water that only can come from heaven. Now, let me go a step further. The ministry of clouds is not only the ministry of water. Somebody said, oh, I wish it wasn't so cloudy in my life. I wish it wasn't so cloudy where I'm living. Oh, God may be getting ready to bestow special blessings in your life. But may I mention, secondly, the ministry of clouds is not only the ministry of water, But the ministry of clouds is the ministry of witness. The clouds give forth a testimony. Now let me say, first of all, they testify. Every cloud, every color, every shape, every size, every cirrus cloud, every stratus cloud, every cloud that is formed in a cumulus fashion, in a heap fashion, every one of them speaks of the understanding of God. If it was up to you and me, we never would have any clouds. That's why we long for the unclouded day. But if it was up to us, we never would have any clouds. But the clouds testify of the wisdom and the understanding of God. God knows exactly what this earth needs. That's why He makes the clouds. That's why the clouds become His chariot, because He knows exactly what we need. He understands the need of this earth, and He understands the need of your life and the need of my life.
Amen. That's right.
You know what I know? If life was all sunshine, the flowers would wither and die. If life was all sunshine, we would not know the blessedness of life. Everything would be cooked and baked. It would be a desert. But God has instituted clouds that we might have different forms of seasons and weather. I'm trying to say there is a witness in the clouds.
Amen.
What does the cloud say, Brother Tom? The clouds say, God knows what I need.
Amen.
They testify to the understanding of God. And this has blessed my heart as I've thought on it throughout the day. The clouds testify not only to the understanding of God, He knows what we need, but the clouds testify and give witness to the unchangeableness of God. If it's summertime, you have clouds. God is making the clouds His chariot. In the fall, the clouds are still in the sky. God is riding His chariot. In the wintertime, the clouds roll by. God is riding His chariot. In the springtime, you see clouds in different times, different hours. I say to you, God is unchangeable. The four seasons of the year testify to His unchangeableness as He makes the clouds His chariot. May I say, not only do the seasons, the clouds in those seasons testify to God's unchangeableness, but the months and the days in the month, and the nights in the months. There are clouds in the night, just like there are clouds in the day. There are clouds at the end of the month, just like there are clouds at the front of the month. I say to you, the clouds testify not only of the understanding of God, He knows what we need, but they speak of the unchangeableness of God. He's riding His chariots every day, every week, every month, every year, every season of the year. He is the immutable God who is always the same yesterday and today and forever. Somebody said, but you don't know what's going on in my life. No, but I tell you, as the clouds hang low, you can look up and say, God understands. Amen. And you can say, God never changes.
Amen.
He never changes.
Oh, amen.
Some years ago, along with my wife, were privileged to be in the land of Scotland. And the clouds were just as real there as they are here. Since then, I've made a couple of trips to the Middle East. And although there is a dearth and a dire need for rain there many seasons of the year, many weeks of the year, yet you still have cloud formation. Sometimes they may be sand clouds as well as water clouds. You can hardly see very high into the air because of the dirt that the wind is blowing around in the air. But I say you cannot escape clouds. You cannot get beyond clouds. You cannot find a place where there are no clouds. You cannot avoid clouds. I say spiritually, God is the same yesterday and today and forever. And He rides the clouds as His chariot. I say the ministry of clouds is the ministry of water, the ministry of blessing. The ministry of clouds is the ministry of witness or testimony. I want to read a couple of verses of Scripture with you. You don't have to turn. I want to read Psalm 36. In verse number 5, listen to this text. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Listen to this text. Psalm 108, verse number 4. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Trying to tell you, God is testifying. God is speaking. God is giving forth a witness of Himself through the clouds that come in our lives. And I said, oh, I just can't see God. I can't see through the clouds. Look at God in the clouds. See His wisdom. See His immutability, His unchangeableness, His faithfulness, His mercy. I'd like to say a third thing about the clouds. The ministry of clouds is not only the ministry of water or blessing and grace. The ministry of clouds is not only the ministry of witness or testimony. The testimony of God. The ministry of clouds is the ministry of warmth. How many times in these winter months do we wake up to a warm morning because the cloud covering has remained through the night and has held the heat of the former day there close to us? It becomes a shield of warmth. Somebody said, what am I going to do? The clouds are hovering so close. I feel so helpless. The clouds are so near and there's so many of them and they've accumulated and heaped up over my head. What am I going to do? I would encourage you to draw from the warmth. Draw from the heat. Draw from that incubator that God has set up for your life. He sometimes allows the clouds to cover us so that we won't get cold in our hearts. They shield us. They shield us. I love to hear the weatherman say, the clouds have not The covering has not moved out as we had thought it would. They know so much, you know. They tell you what's going to happen, and then it doesn't happen, and they have to come back and say, well, these high temperatures today have been somewhat surprising. The cloud coverage didn't move out. The wind didn't blow south and southeasterly. And so the clouds hung around, and the day was warm. The mercury didn't go down, it stayed and remained in the warmth zone. I say to you, God may send clouds in my life, not only to shield me from the cold, but to shade me from the heat. Now, heat, warmth is a funny thing. Sometimes it's to my advantage. Sometimes it becomes my adversary. When I was 16 years of age, my cousin's husband helped me get a job over here digging out the foundations for the roller bearing plant. And every day that summer, I was over there in the trenches digging out the foundation for that roller bearing plant. And when it rained, which it did a lot that summer, then we'd get those old pumps and we'd pump the water and the mud out of those foundations that we'd dug and let it dry out and dig some more the next day. Sometimes it'd get so hot over there, they made us keep eating those salt peels. They didn't want none of us to flake out on them, you know, over there in the heat. On several occasions, I remember some of the fellas that were the tough boys, you know, they were the men. I remember them forgetting to take their salt pills and having to go see the doctor there, who was stationed in one of the trailers there on the property. How wonderful it was to see a cloud come up. That cloud would cool us off. Maybe a little breeze would blow in with it. Oh, brother, I say to you, God sends the cloud and ministers through the cloud a ministry of warmth. Sometimes it is a shielding ministry to keep the warmth in us. Sometimes it is a shading ministry to keep the warmth from us. Trying to tell you, he knows what we need. He is our God who rides the clouds as his chariot. Let me go a step further. This is inevitable. This is, we cannot cover it. We cannot hide it. We cannot in any way avoid this truth. You know it well. I've already hinted at it. The ministry of the clouds is not only the ministry of water, the ministry of witness, the ministry of warmth, but the ministry of clouds is the ministry of weather. You can look at the clouds and you can know somewhat of the weather that is behind. See the clouds. You see a little sunlight peeping through the clouds. A little blue sky filtering through. And you say, the storm is past now. The clouds testify and speak to us about the weather that is behind us. It's already gone. Somebody said, well, I tell you, I know things are not as bad as they used to be, but I'm still under a cloud. Yes, but look at that ray of light beaming through the cloud. Look at that blue sky hiding behind the covering of the cloud. The clouds testify to the weather that is behind you. It's already past. It's already coming down. And good days are yet ahead. The devil will tell you from time to time that there's no way out. But the clouds have a ministry, the ministry of weather. And they tell you about the weather that's behind you. It's already come and gone. But hold it. The clouds not only minister to us concerning the weather behind us, that's already come and gone, but the weather that is before us. There's not one person that can justifiably stand before God and say, I never knew a storm was coming, Lord, because the clouds always testify of the weather that is before you. Some years ago, my wife and I say some years ago, Alethea just turned 17. She was about 3 months old then. We were going to Mississippi for a meeting, and we missed the first night of meeting because of hurricane or tornado warnings. And the wind was so bad and the clouds were so low that we couldn't see the road in front of us. At one point, I pulled off the road. And when I pulled off the road about that time, people started coming out of a house and cars started pulling up right where we were parked. And people started running towards a shelter. We got our little one and we headed in and asked the folks if we could go into the shelter with them till the storm passed over. I say the clouds, the coverage testifies not only of the weather that's behind you, but of the weather that's before you, the weather that's coming. God allows the clouds to come in, not only that we can see the sunshine that's following the storm, but sometimes see the storm that's following the clouds. I'm glad we have a refuge in the storms, and the clouds tell us, run to the rock that is higher than I. The ministry of weather, the clouds tell us of what it's like on down the road. Yes, sir. Thank God for the clouds. They become forecasters. They become predictions. They become prophets in the sky telling us that bad weather is on the way. And I'd like to say lastly, I'm talking about the ministry of clouds. They are not only performing the ministry of water, refreshment, blessing, and the ministry of witness, testifying to God's wisdom and His faithfulness. The ministry of warmth, shutting us up to the warmth at times, shutting the warmth out from us on other occasions. A ministry of weather, the clouds, or what the weathermen are looking to tell us what's happening, how this front's moving out, and how this front's moving in. Let me advocate lastly, the ministry of clouds is the ministry of wonder. How many times have we been driving down the road and my wife or one of my girls say, look, look, that cloud looks like a horse. That cloud, better look at it. That cloud looks like a church. That cloud looks like Old George! That cloud looks like a poofed hairdo! On and on we could go. The clouds paint pictures in the sky. Whether they are dark, whether they are black, whether they are layered, whether they are puffy and cottony or snowy, or whether they look like a weak filter system, I say to you, God paints pictures in the skies with the clouds. And in our Christian experience, sometimes you look down and it looks awful. You look around you and it looks discouraging. You look towards yourself and you feel so inadequate and helpless. But you look up and God has painted a picture in the sky. God has put His beauty above you in the clouds. God has manifested His wondrous character in the cloudy day of your life. So I said, I don't know what God's doing, preacher. The clouds are all over me. There's a cloud covering. Look up and see God's handiwork. Why, He'll show you some beautiful truth. He'll give you some beautiful inspiration. He'll give you some majestic thought if you'll look up and see God ministering in the clouds. It may not sound very big, this little text, but it swelled up in my heart. He maketh the clouds His chariot.